I'm telling you, it is not funny, dear. This is the last time I had counted when Rudy came that I would not have to go out and monitor any more museum trips for little five-year-old children. And then this child comes, and here we go again. I won't do this anymore.
You're being silly, and you know it. It's just a little field trip to the DeSoto Museum.
Well, it's just a little field trip to the DeSoto, just a little field trip. Yeah, you can say that because you're not going. And you're a person who has no class. You know why? You know why? Because if you had class, you would look at me and realize that my job as a baby doctor is to deliver these people, and now these people are going to deliver me.
She's counting on it, Cliff. And just think of everything Olivia and her classmates are going to learn.
I know what they're going to learn. They're going to learn to look at me and see a person that they can tap with the little finger. You ever had those little taps, and they're all behind you, and then and they're all over here, and they start as soon as you get off the bus. Can I have some juice? I have juice in the back. No, we don't eat till 1 o'clock. Yeah, but I want some juice now because my mother said that I can have some juice. And then they start digging in places, and you don't know what they're digging for or what's wrong.
Oh, come on. You're not alone in this.
I'm not alone?
No, you got Jeffrey Ingalls for support.
Jeffrey Ingalls? Ha! Jeffrey Ingalls? Jeffrey Ingalls is a rookie. He knows nothing. And on top of that, he overdresses for everything. Jeffrey Ingalls, we went to a simple kazoo concert. His daughter played the kazoo. Her part was fur. He wore a tuxedo, a top hat, had a scarf on, and sat there and conducted her little fur.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
Awesome.
All right.
You sure are here early for the middle of the week.
Oh, well, I'm waiting on a delivery. I'm having 144 t-shirts sent here. No, you know how the community center always needs money. Well, we're going to silkscreen t-shirts and sell them at street fairs for $10 a pop.
Oh, that sounds good.
Now, check this out. I found a secondhand silkscreening press, and I found a store to donate the paints. And by having the t-shirts delivered here, I save freight costs. Now, I figure we sell 300 t-shirts a weekend, 20 weekends. Pretty soon, we're going to have enough money to buy a computer for every kid in the center. Or we can move the center to the Caribbean, but I'll make that call when the time comes.
Well, let me know if you need any legal help. You know, for your vendor's license.
I got it.
Your tax ID number?
J2107.
Well, now, listen up. If you need any help with the slogans for the t-shirts, I'm your man.
Well, Dad, thanks a lot, but I got the kids making up some designs.
Yeah, but see, the designs are fine, but words are much stronger.
What kind of words?
Things like, I am over 18 and I have my own apartment. Try this one. My parents gave it all they had, but I didn't. I finally found myself. That's why I'm not here.
Okay. That thanks a lot, but I got it under control.
Okay, you got it under control?
Thank you.
Right. Oh, and here's another one. This one would be my all-time favorite, and this would be a big seller. I paid my parents back all the money that I borrowed, and I feel good about myself. You can put that on the front, you can put it on the back, you can put it on the side. Right, you can get a branding iron and hit them with that. Start my own t-shirt company.
Yeah. I'm going on a field trip with all my friends. First one ever. Going on the big yellow bus.
And you're gonna ride on the big yellow bus. And let me tell you that the seats are not padded. And the big yellow bus and all the springs are like this. And you're gonna be bouncing up and down. And there's no air conditioning, so the sweat will be running. On the big yellow bus. us that you think's going to be a lot of fun.
But we'll still be happy.
That's what you think.
My lunch in here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, your lunch is in there. Mrs. Huxtable packed for both of us.
Oh, this is mine. Just what I wanted. This must be yours. What is it?
I don't know. Mrs. Huxtable packed it for me. She said she's going to make it. Rice cakes and tuna. No mayonnaise, no mustard, no flavor.
But that's all right.
See, on the field trips, the best part is trading food and trading sandwiches. Come in.
Hey, neighbor.
Now, don't you two look together.
Boy, I brought some things that are gonna come in handy on the field trip. I got these camp songs here bus.
Wait, no. Listen. Do me a favor. Put that back in the bag.
But this is burned.
Don't want any. I don't mean to yell at you. Don't want any camp song. I don't want any John Jacob thing. I don't want to hear any 100 bottles. I don't want any bears coming over the mountains. You understand? Just leave it alone. Trust me.
All right.
There you go.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Ingalls? Hey, Leslie.
Hey.
So y'all ready for the trip?
Oh, you bet. We're all set.
Listen, here's one for the bus ride. Found a peanut. Found a peanut. Found a peanut.
Right now.
Just now.
Found a peanut. Found a peanut. Right now. Found a peanut.
Well, we're checked in. Now, who has an orange name tag?
Me!
You're the oranges. Now, who has a red name tag?
Me!
You're the apples. Now, I want you to pair up with an orange buddy.
Yay!
I just love to mix my apples and oranges.
You have a very rich interior life, Mrs. Hester.
Thank you.
I don't want to be an orange or an apple.
Okay, you can be a kumquat. Now tie your shoelace.
I'm going to go find out if the lunch has made it off the bus, and I'll catch up with you later.
Okay.
Dr. Huxtable.
Yes.
Well, where are we going first?
We're going to see American indigenous species, animals and birds of all sizes all over the country.
Is that true, Daddy?
Well, up to a point. You see, we're going to see animals that Mr. DeSoto collected on his travels through the great American wilderness, starting with the igloos of the Eskimos, and then the caves of the Indians, and then the soggy swamps of the alligators. And this is a grizzly bear.
Yes, I would like you to take note that the grizzly bear is a relative of the Alaskan brown bear. Please keep looking. Although it weighs up to 1,000 pounds over here, it can actually move almost as fast as a lion.
Is that true, Daddy?
Yeah, Mr. Ingalls, is that true?
Of course it's true, boy. I'm reading from the thing here.
There's a lot more to bears than what's written on that plaque, Cliff. I mean, the grizzly bear, Ursus horribilis, is one of the world's largest living omnivores.
This is a bear. It's a big bear. It's a big brown bear.
Well, it could if it were alive and you provoked it.
So that's a real bear?
Well, the bear was once a real bear.
I think I saw it move.
Yes, you see, it's the light shining on the glass that makes the bear's eyes sparkle. It's very realistic.
Is that true, Dr. Huxtable?
Well, it's hard to say, children. You see, these bears actually move. But they would have to pay rent. Dioramas aren't cheap, mainly because of the view. You see? So if the bears move, people would say, we have to charge you for living here. So they stay like that. However, when I'm visiting a museum, and I know that these things can move, and certainly if you will notice the teeth, those teeth are for tearing flesh. And I must say that they love to tear noisy flesh. And they love a chase. Now, what I do if I want to see it move is I will turn my back to the bears like so. And then I will say out loud, faking them out, well, I guess I'll go to the next exhibit. And when I do that, the corner of my eye, I know that this bear is going to move. And so I turn, and as soon as I know it's moving, I take these eyes and I swing them back.
It's alive! It's alive!
Not yet. The truck must be running late or something. It must be them. Hey, thanks! You must have been in a rush. Mom, I got such a great deal on these shirts here. Check this out. 100% cotton. Now, I got a good discount because the style has been discontinued, but Mr. Starkey, who's a very resourceful guy, I must say, said there's plenty more where these came from.
Well, it certainly does seem roomy.
Well, that's good. See, that way they can shrink when you wash it.
Do I have this on backwards, honey? Where's the tag?
It's gotta be where the neck is.
Where's the neck? Honey, come on. Help me with this thing.
I can't help you. I can't even help myself. Wait, there gotta be some mistake here.
I hope so.
No, all the shirts can't be like this. Maybe if I pull this thread here. Wait a minute, wait. Oh, Mom, I don't believe this. I spent the center's money on these shirts.
So just cancel the check.
Good idea. Good idea. Cancel the check. I didn't pay by check, Mom. But I got a 20% discount by paying in cash.
Yeah, that 20% must have been the next source salary. Theo, why don't you let me talk to this guy?
No, I got it under control. Me and Mr. Starkey have been working together for a couple of days now. It's cool. Hey, Mr. Starkey. How you doing? This is Theodore Huxtable here. Listen, I got a slight problem with these T-shirts. There are no neck holes. Well, yes, I'm sure. They didn't leave the warehouse that way. So what, are you telling me the truck driver just pulled off to the side of the road and sewed up all the neck holes?
What do you mean he's done it before? Listen, Mr. Starkey, I want my money back, and I want it back now. Hello? He's gonna get back to me.
Just your own lunches now. No one else's. No one else's name. All right, that's just fine. Thank you. Now, don't anybody eat yet. Don't anybody eat yet. Now, I'm sure that someone would like to exchange for my wonderful tuna fish sandwich.
I'll trade to Dr. Huxtable.
Marlon, my friend. Thank you. But wait a minute. What kind of sandwich have you?
Roast beef on a roll. Russian dressing, a little pickle, and some potato salad on the side.
Marla, trade. Thank you, Marlon, so much.
You're
enjoy yourself. Oh. Yes.
Hey, this tuna's on a coaster.
I'm sorry, Marlon, but you made your choice.
To me, Starkey man. This is the last message I'm leaving in your machine. Lucky 13. And I'm telling you now, if I ever, ever find out where you live, I'm coming after you. Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
Mom, listen, I'm glad you're here. Yeah. Could you do me a big favor?
What?
I need you to call Mr. Starkey. Pretend you're a customer, okay? I want you to order 600 dozen shirts, style number 7.
The necklace ones?
Yeah. See, now I just want you to order a lot so he'll pick up the phone and I'll take it from there.
No problem.
Okay? It's ringing. Now, when he picks up, just give me the phone.
Okay. Hello, this is Claire Hanks of Universal Silk Screens, and I would like to order 600 dozen T-shirts. Hello, Mr. Starkey? Did I say 600? Oh, well, no. What I meant to say is that I am the senior partner at the law firm Bradley, Greentree, and Dexter, and I represent Mr. Theodore Huxtable. No, you listen. You sold a product in this state. Therefore, you gave Mr. Huxtable a warranty of usability. Now, unless you can round up 144 people with neither head nor neck to speak on behalf of your T-shirts, we are prepared to take action. That's what I thought you'd say. So we'll have the money by the close of business today. We thank you. Done.
Whoa. Hey, thanks, Mom. I mean, I'm impressed, but I'm also embarrassed.
Oh, why? That man doesn't know I'm your mother.
No, that's not the embarrassing thing. Here I am, Mr. Entrepreneur, and I fall for the oldest one in the book. The something-for-nothing scam. Man, when they tell you they're taking 20% off the top, they mean it.
Yeah, well, you get what you pay for. Speaking of which, you owe me $150 for that phone call. And as your attorney, I would advise you not to go to your mother for the funds.
please help me. I got a field trip hangover.
What are your symptoms, doctor?
My symptoms are I don't want to hear another child's voice as long as I live. I don't even want to hear one if it says I'm leaving. I got cooler burns on my hands.
Oh.
I don't think they'll ever recover.
Here, I'll put some lotion on
that
for you.
Just raw. From
how's that?
What you mean, how is that? That's one of the dumbest questions I've ever heard. How is that?
Now, is there anything else I can do?
You can reload over there.
Okay. Give you a nice big one.
Oh, yes.